So I've been thinking about the power of words. Words to bless, words to heal, words to make someone feel better, words to make people feel worse. We say things that we mean and they get taken the wrong way. We say things we don't mean and they get taken all kinds of ways. And in the past few days, I've been in places where words have worked really, really well and done really good things. And words have been said that shouldn't have been said, and in all kinds of ways, and poof. And then what do you do? Words are not everything. Words are the expression of our hearts and our souls. And at the end of the day, somehow we have to convey those hearts and those souls and make sure that it's that communication that's working. The absence of words, I find really hard. I'm a word person. I like to talk. I like to make sure that there isn't a gap, so that if something has gone amiss, we can put it right. Silence. Well, silence can be golden. I mean, you know, there is a time just to pause and not speak, where words cannot be enough because our hearts are too big. And actually, silence communicates far more. But when silence is not doing that, and it's just the absence of things that need to be happening, for me, when it's broken, and there are words again, mending, healing, pushing us on. That's a gift. I was stopped in my track by words on Monday. I was in the city and something was said to me which just pulled me apart. It wasn't supposed to, it just did. And somehow I've got to do something about that later this week. Words. They're a gift. Precious gift. But I'll tell you what's a more precious gift. People. And love. And the way we use words to bless the people we love. And to forgive the people we love. And to make sure that love between us is working. Now, words in that service. Fantastic.